So you were at the march. I was going to say earlier that I went to the 1992 March on Washington for pro-choice. But I can't really, wear it as some sort of badge of honor in the sense that, because I'll be honest with you, the night before, I remember this pretty clearly. I was hanging out with my buddy Al, and we stayed up all night partying. And my buddy Dave Cross, actually, was going to pick us up with his girlfriend the next day in Washington Square Park. And we've been up all night, and he picks us up, and we immediately get into the car. We drove, it took us 8 hours to get to Washington. I was passed out in the car because there was so much traffic. I passed out in the back of the car. It was like this old station wagon. Then we got to the march, and literally they found a place to stand, and I just crashed on the ground for the entire march. I was just crashed on the ground, and eventually I'd come to, and there'd be women stepping over me, and I'd be like, what's going, where, oh yeah,
that's
no,
okay.
bad, whatever, and then I'd fall back to sleep.
You could have had one of those billboards, hungover men for abortion rights. That you count.
Yeah, no,
that
I,
you
I,
count,
I
and
counted.
We need everybody we can get.
I counted. I just was not quite there the whole way. You know what I mean? I was a little lax.
Breaking Night for Choice.
That might be a great idea to have a group. You should start some organization like that, and they get a bus, and they go down, and they all just crash out, sleep on the sidewalk, but they're there for us. Those guys are really there for us.
Just regular guys who just don't have the
absolutely,
energy.
Absolutely, because I think this movement needs regular guys, and you could have found the way to get them.
I should have found a group of some kind. I've always had this fantasy that I would have my own group of some sort. I always
a cult.
Yeah, I just always felt like I had the charisma of a cult leader. I just lacked the vision. You know, you sort of need the vision.
Could you see him hold up in a bunker someplace?
You know, well, that's the thing. You don't want to be in front of all your followers in a bunker saying, so what do you guys want to do now?
It's not so much a vision thing, Mark, but you do actually, at the very least, need to stay awake.
That's true.
That
that's
helps.
True. You can't just sleep. Where's the leader? Yeah, he's sleeping.
It sounds like tomorrow's dream diary. I'll be
it's all coming together.
Oh, you could be the nap cult.
Yeah.
The nap cult. There's already a lot of following for that.
I would follow that, actually.
Do you nap in the afternoon?
In the mornings.
Are you napping now? Did I just make the opposite?
Oh, wow. Now, before we go into the heavy news today, I have to say, I have a sports story.
Okay.
Oh, no. I will nap.
See, you have to go.
If it's
a British,
an American sports story, I'm going to nap.
It's a British sports story.
I'll half nap.
My team, the Arsenal Gunners, clinched the Premiership Championship yesterday.
There are two people out there who care about that.
That's
Mark.
Right.
Is this curling?
No, it's football, man. No. Football.
You mean soccer?
Soccer.
Football, whatever you want to describe it.
How come Britons, whenever they, the British soccer. People, whenever they imitate Americans, are like, nasally. Ah,
yeah.
How are you?
And they roll the R's. But what are you going to do? They won. They tied their arch rivals, and in doing so, actually clinched the league championship.
Well, I'm happy.
Congratulations.
That's got us one more viewer and listener.
That's right.
Thank you very much,
I'm
Mark Riley.
I'm happy that you're happy, Mark.
Now, there is a battle royal.
I'm sorry. People get very excited about sports, and I'm going to let you have that, because my friend Frank Santarelli, who used to be on a TV show with me, when I told him I didn't like sports, he literally looked at me and said, well, then how do you feel alive?
He just said drugs?
Yeah. At that time, I probably did say drugs. But he was very earnest about it. He really couldn't understand how I could possibly feel alive and not like sports. And
I love sports.
I love them. I just don't like watching them.
Oh, I love to watch. I love to watch Arsenal play soccer. That's what I saw them in Highbury in London a few years ago, and I just watching them was absolutely wonderful.